show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Monroe is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matthew. Hey, by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room?
I was not by chance.
All right, Steve, you heard the man. He's
were
honest.
Were you intentionally then?
Get out, Steve. If you are playing along, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
What does ETA stand for?
Estimated time of arrival.
Yes. How many active lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool use in a race?
7?
No.
8?
Yes, 8. What toy was a gel-filled muscular man wearing a black Speedo?
Oh, that was Mr. Stretch Doll.
No.
Mr. Stretchy.
No.
Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, there you go. Which of the Hawaiian Islands is the furthest south?
Oahu.
No.
Hawaii.
Yes. Sorry, what did you say?
Kauai.
No.
Hawaii.
Yes. Which TV show featured the fictional Water Buffalo's fraternity?
Flintstones.
Correct. There are more than 7,000 varieties of which fruit?
Apple.
Yes. In which decade was the first electric guitar made?
40s.
No.
50s.
No.
60.
No. In the 1995 movie Babe, what Christmas carol does the pig sing?
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
No.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
It was the night before Christmas.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. Not bad at all, Matthew.
Average.
Average is good. People like average, don't they, Danny?
Depends on how you set your goals.
I mean, it depends on if you're at a strip club or not, Taryn Daly.
Wait a second. What did I miss out on?
She just said, do you people like average? And like, I said, it depends on what strip club you're at.
Well, also the time of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, the afternoon crew is a little bit different than the night crew, but you never know.
You never know.
I mean, sometimes they're a little bit more ambitious, too.
That's very true. Yeah. Welcome back. I'm glad we sorted that out.
Yeah, me too.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Maybe that wasn't the right clip to play.
What does ETA stand for?
Extraterrestrial. Oh, wait. Estimated time of arrival.
Yes. How many active lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool use in a race?
10.
No.
12.
No.
11?
No. What toy was a gel-filled muscular man wearing a black Speedo?
Stretch Armstrong.
You know it. Which of the Hawaiian islands is further south?
The Big Island.
Yes. Which TV show featured the fictional Water Buffalo's fraternity?
Oh, that's the Flintstones.
You know it. There are more than 7,000 varieties of which fruit?
Cherries.
No.
Apples.
Yes. In which decade was the first electric guitar made?
Which decade? I'm going to go 40s.
No.
30s?
Yes. In the 1995 movie Babe, what Christmas carol does the pig sing?
We wish you a Merry Pigmas?
No.
Oh, Holy Night?
No.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No. How many spikes are on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
7.
Yes. What is the last name of the brothers who founded AC/DC?
Young.
Yes. And with time on the clock, Steve, you just got a score of 8. And that is a win, 8-6.
Let's go.
Sorry, Matthew.
Have a good day, Lee.
Take care, my man.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one.
Matthew did guess correctly that a standard Olympic swimming pool uses 8 lanes in a race.
8.
They have 10 lanes total, but the outer lanes are used as like a buffer.
For what? The wall?
Water.
Strange. Why don't you just use everything? That's like having a hockey rink and you just like leave.
There's a little space on the outside.
That's the buffer, guys. Don't play hockey over there.
Let's see. The 1995 movie Babe, it was featured a Christmas carol sung by the pig. It was Jingle Bells.
Oh.
Classic.
I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen Babe?
Neither have I, but I like Merry Pigmas better.
Thank you. We wish you a Merry Pigmas.
I am really disappointed that you guys have never seen Babe.
Why?
Pig of Destiny. I'm really selling it, aren't I?
Yeah, one of 3 of us get that joke.
We don't get it. We're not farm people.
City folks. folks just don't get it.
I mean, I've seen Pig like on TV, and I typically change the channel because I'm like, I don't really have any interest in watching it.
It's so cute.
I'm sure at some point I'm going to have to watch it.
Put it on the list. Tatum will love it someday.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet it'll be this year. For some reason, she'll find a YouTube video about Pig or Babe, and then we'll end up watching it for Christmas.
Well, congratulations on your win, and go watch Babe.
Pig of Death.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have a goal of $20,000, and those $20,000 will put brand new sneakers on many local children living in poverty in our very own backyards as they prepare for back to school. It's called Kicks for Kids. Who has been donating lately, Steve?
I'm just looking just how generous a lot of our Rockaholics, and I just go down the list, and there's just so many $100 donations that are out there, and I think that's just so awesome. But also, like, the $25 want to help out as well. So whatever you've got, if you're like, Shelly Moody donated $25, that's awesome. Jennifer Perrault donated $100, that's also awesome. If you have only $5, that works too. If you have $500, hell yeah. But whatever you got, we're over $6,000 raised so far, but our goal is $20,000, so we're still a ways away from that.
And the folks at Mary's Place provide amazing support to these families and those children in need. So get a donation in at KISW.com. Thank you for supporting Kicks for Kids. Today is National Radio Day. So
day here.
Thank you, Rockaholics,
where's
for doing
cake?
Your part.
Where's our cake?
Tuning in to the radio. So Steve Miggs, you decided to grab a bunch of songs that honor this medium and have songs with radio in the title.
Yeah, it has to say radio in the title. I mean, it can reference radio, of course, in the song, but it needs to say radio in the title. And I put together what might be one of the strangest playlists of songs. So I want to see, by playing the part where they even mention radio, if you could guess what song it is.
Okay.
And the artist too, for extra points. Are you ready for the first one, which I think might be the quintessential song that has radio in its title?
I'm ready.
Danny, no?
Queen.
Yeah.
Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga. I'm not exactly sure what the Gaga is. Is that talk?
And you know, that's where Lady Gaga took her name from, by the way, was this song.
Is that really?
It's true.
You know what's funny is I didn't even know that song existed until the documentary came out, or the biopic came out a few years ago.
Yes.
And I watched that whole thing and I was like, why have I never known this song? Like, it's really good.
It's a real banger.
There are some Queen songs that I dig that I feel like maybe I dig them because they haven't been played a lot. Maybe if we heard Radio Gaga a lot, like we hear, like, you know, the Bicycle song or Bohemian Rhapsody, you'd be like, enough already.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a great song.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Turn Up the Radio. Is it Autograph?
Yes.
Ah!
I'm convinced this band wrote this song because they're like, we'll write a song saying Turn Up the Radio, and all these knuckleheads at radio stations will be like, we should play that because it mentions the radio.
You're brilliant.
Because name another Autograph song. I rest my case.
Wait, give me a minute. No, just kidding.
All right, next one. These are songs about radio on National Radio Day.
I know this one.
Turn That Ish Up.
Except when I was little, I thought it was Lights Out, We're on the Radio.
I kind of like that version, too.
Guerrilla Radio, Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
So many great songs. Okay, this one I feel like everybody knows, but let's see.
Oh. Who is it, Danny?
The Ramones.
Yep. Rock and Roll Radio.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio?
Yeah.
I always thought this part of the song is just so crazy because they're like a relatively basic punk rock band, and then all of a sudden they're doing like some weird, like old, like boppy song.
Yeah, so crazy.
Almost Instrumental Boys. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we actually can play our instruments here.
Layers.
Check it out. All right, songs about radio on National Radio Day.
Do you know the
Buggles?
Name?
Buggles.
Yeah, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh. And that was the first song that MTV ended up playing, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Very prophetic. And then MTV's gone and radio is still here.
That's
so
right.
It was a marathon, boom, not a sprint. That's right, song Radio 1.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
You could hear it on the...
Do you not know who this is? We like rock, we like soul, but we never like disco.
Is it? Oh.
No.
I can't remember.
What? Think Pacific Northwest? He was rocking a Blazers jersey in the video?
I can't remember.
First, the Saint lead singer's name rhymes with Schmark Schmal Schmackus.
Ark Alexakis. It's yes. Everclear.
That's Everclear.
Oh my gosh! Really?
You don't remember that song?
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
That song kind of came out after, like, you know, So Much for the Afterglow. It's like around the time of, like, Volvo Driving Soccer Mom. It was like a little bit after their success. I'm shocked that you guys haven't heard that one.
Never once.
All right. This one, then, I don't know if you guys will know this one, but this might be one of my favorite hip hop songs of all time. My radio, believe me, I like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the stadium. Down the street to the hardcore beat while my JVC vibrates the. Do you know who this is?
Nope.
Nope.
He's an actor.
Will Smith?
No.
Mark Wahlberg. Is it Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Not Mark Wahlberg. Ladies love him.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
What's the song?
It's called My Radio.
My Radio. Yeah.
Or I Can't Live Without My Radio. I think that's Rick Rubin produced this.
No way.
All right, we have a couple more. This one, when I was in college radio, this one actually kind of goes near and dear to my heart. I would always play this song because I just thought it was so cool that they mentioned the radio.
Wall of Voodoo.
Yes. Was that your anthem, Steve?
What?
Because you were on the Spanish station.
I know. It was kind of prophetic.
Yeah. So you should have had that shirt.
I played it
in college, and then I ended up working in Mexican radio.
I had a mixtape that I used to put in my Walkman when I would get dental work done. And this was on my mixtape.
Such a weird song.
Such a weird song.
And I don't know any other ones. Okay. I have a couple more.
Okay.
All right. These two I picked solely because of you guys.
Yes.
All right, so I want to see if you know what song I would have picked because of you guys that mentioned radio in its title.
I know.
Okay, what's yours?
Spirit of Radio by Rush.
But they never say radio in the song.
I guess you're right.
I looked.
That's so weird.
I had to read the lyrics to a Rush song, Danny.
Wow,
I bet you loved every second of it.
All right, so Rush, Spirit of the Radio for you on National Radio Day. Danny.
There's like three that are going through my mind, and I don't know if you would have picked any of them.
Okay, let me hear the three, because I went back and forth between two.
There's a song called The Radio Still Sucks by the Ataris. Okay. There's another one called Radio by Goldfinger.
Okay.
And then I think there's another Atari song called just Radio Number 2.
See, I almost went with that first Atari song.
Okay.
Then I almost went with the Alkaline Trio Radio.
Oh, that's good. That was another one I was thinking.
But I'm surprised you didn't say this one.
Oh, Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, Green Day.
You know why? It's because that's a newer one. I was thinking back to the
classic. Dean is really into their old stuff. Yeah. He doesn't really like the new stuff.
I forgot.
Green Day.
So edgy.
He's a purist.
Yeah.
I love all of this.
Happy National Radio Day, everybody.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
On this fine National Radio Day, I should remind you that KISW has turned 55 years old. Yeah. But we've been waiting for the right moment to have our party. And it's next weekend, a week from Sunday, the 30th of August at Tulalip Amphitheater. And we have the Black Crows coming to town. And it's going to rock so hard. So grab your tickets at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Steve Miggs, the people have been waiting with great patience, but Pat McAfee has released his debut album.
He has.
It's called The Diary of a Polarizing Figure, and okay. It's really something. So this is part of his hit single.
Hit?
Blue, hit single, I put it in quotes. Blue Collar Symphony. They say the good die young, and I'm scared
I'll break, so I cherish each breath every time. I mean, it sounds like every country song I've heard on the radio these days.
Yeah. God bless babies, boots on the ground, no matter what they say, yeah, we ride on this side.
I feel like we could write a country song.
We absolutely could.
We should.
Challenge accepted.
Have you heard his other song?
No. I'm all the way in Eugene, smoking on some low grain, changing up the routine, gratitude truly. Is this real or did you make this with AI?
No.
This is actually on the album.
Some accuse him of making all of this with AI, but no, this is Pat McAfee.
My question is why?
I mean, with money comes ambition, I guess. Like, I got nothing better to do. I'm doing all this other stuff. I might as well write an album, too, while I'm at it. Oh, this song is also called Dookie.
Oh, my God.
Not the Green Day kind of Dookie. Like, the bad kind of Dookie, but still Dookie. Well,
even his fans are roasting him. And yes. So that means we have to go straight to the comments.
It is funny how savage some of his actual fans are. Like, they like Pat McAfee. And I like Pat. I mean, but they...
Light him up.
They're like, we don't care, man. We like you, but this ain't it, man. So I figured who better to read it. It's a deep cut, but it's for my wrestling friends out there because he wrestled at WrestleMania, and he was teamed up with... The Viper himself, Randy Orton.
I was going to say that.
I know. I'm sorry. So we got Robot Randy Orton because something like, how do they not have this robot guy? But they have Robot Randy Orton.
Okay.
All right. Reading the comments about Pat McAfee's new music.
In what world is Pat blue collar? This is embarrassing.
That's a solid point. I mean, he was a pro football player. And then after pro football, he went into the world of media.
He has lived no blue collar life ever.
Yeah. I don't know how many things he's doing with a hammer.
Some of the worst I've ever heard in my life. The fact that this isn't a joke is unreal.
Especially that second song, the Dookie song. It just sounds like a parody of country music.
Honestly, I thought you were punking me. I thought you made that.
No, that was legit. That was the first song that he put out to let everyone know I'm doing music. I mean, I use music very loosely.
People talking shit on this, even though this is 90% of how all Morgan Wallen songs sound.
I agree 1,000% with that comment.
I think Morgan Wallen's awful, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used every last drop of water in Pittsburgh to make sure AI could write this.
Got him.
Well, he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to the haters, Pat. This is worse than what they even say.
Yeah, these are his fans.
That is so brutal.
Don't listen to the haters. It's actually worse.
Bro trash talked Jelly all through the WrestleMania buildup just to become him.
Yeah, that was the buildup between him and Jelly Roll.
Dude, that's pretty funny.
And it does sound like a Jelly Roll song.
It does.
Other than being slightly out of tune, it sucks really, really bad.
Let him have it.
Like he cares.
He doesn't. He's cashing checks. He doesn't mind.
How many at ESPN were fired to fund this album?
Okay, that's not cool. And also, I mean, I know he'll give more. Like, he's like an independent contractor to ESPN. But still, yeah.
This is what happens when you surround yourself with yes people.
Do it, Pat.
Yeah, Pat, that sounds awesome.
I love it. I'll invest.
You need me to do percussion on that? I'm in.
Last place in our fantasy league has to listen to this album from start to finish. I am a little worried the person that gets last would rather just quit than face that punishment.
Oh, my goodness. Could we do it? Do you think we could sit in a room and listen to the entire Pat McAfee record?
It might inspire us to write our first country song.
Maybe that's how we get people to donate for Cakes for Kids. Oh. We listen to the Pat McAfee record until we hit $20,000.
Steve, you're onto something here.
I'm going to pull out a loan.
Make it
ESPN
stop.
Pays this man $30 million a year, and he's making songs about blue-collar workers?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I feel like he's trying to appeal to a certain audience, but, I mean, maybe you should also kind of, like, live the life before you start singing about the life. I don't know.
I mean, he's going after the crowd that thinks Kid Rock is good music, so it'll probably be a hit.
I'd still rather listen to Kid Rock than Pat McAfee's album.
My question also,
to Boston slaps.
Is he touring behind this album? Do we get a Pat? Who's he going to open for?
Probably the Hardy or Jelly Roll or Kid Rock. Insert any of those groups. I don't know.
Yikes.
Is Florida Georgia Line back together?
Probably.
Make it open for them or Morgan Wallen.
Rascal Flatts.
Any of them. All right, we have one more comment about Pat McAfee's new solo music career as read to us by his former tag team partner, the Viper, Randy Orton.
It's not really as bad as everyone makes it out to be. It's actually worse.
Yes.
I mean, I guess if you can dream it, you can do it.
I mean, it's impressive that even his fans hate it.
Good for him. The Daily Mix Show. Well, speaking of music, there is a Seattle artist that now has over 3 billion streams on Spotify, and it's the most streamed hip-hop song of all time. So who is it? We're going to reveal that information during What's Trending after Bush. We know a lot of of you are just waking up and you're sorting through the morning and you're trying to figure out what's all happening out there in the world. And pop culture is crazy right now. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There is a Seattle artist that now has over 3 billion streams on Spotify. Billion with a B. And it's the most streamed hip-hop song of all time. So who is it?
Raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure. Gain humility. And then we keep marching.
Yeah. We go back.
I still love this song.
It's a good one.
There was a moment when The Heist came out, Macklemore, and there was nothing I listened to. I just listened to that. I'm a big fan.
3 billion streams it now. Actually, 3.4 billion streams on Spotify it now has. A Seattle anthem originally released back in 2011.
I'm such a dork. I saw this on the news the other day talking about how this was, and I saw the picture of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and I was like, oh, did they get back together? I'm so excited. Like, what is that? Like, I'm probably the only person that I, like, had a moment of excitement. Like, it's about time the two powerhouses got back together again.
God, I love your enthusiasm right now.
About Macklemore. About Macklemore of all things. I would have thought, like, this seems crazy to me that that's the most streamed hip-hop song of all time. And it's someone from the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of cool.
3.4 billion.
And that equals to what? Like 75 cents on Spotify?
About that, yeah.
I think, yeah, okay. This might be one of the odder stories I think I've ever heard. But there's a teacher that's going viral. And the reason why is because she's created a corner for her students in the classroom. She's based out of Houston. Her name is Valesia. And the corner is called The Fart Corner.
When I was young, yes, it was absolutely embarrassing to fart in front of others. We would clench our booty cheeks and our stomachs would be totally, totally hurting. But these kids are totally different. I noticed a huge change in the...
Do you notice that with your kid? Because Tatum rips ass all the time and I think it's hilarious.
Barrett thinks it's pretty funny too.
Okay, do you?
He thoroughly enjoys it. Well, girls don't fart.
No, but do you think it's funny?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, see, Sid thinks it's funny when Tatum does it, but doesn't think it's funny when I do it. I don't understand.
It's very different, Steve. Yours aren't cute.
They literally heist their booties up and fart. There is absolutely zero shame. That is why we created the Fart Corner, but I took your advice and we added the gas station.
Okay. No. I love her.
But the gas station might be one of the funniest names ever. You can put Thrill and I there.
Yeah, you guys would live there full time.
Say, if you see Thrill and I in a corner together, stay away.
It's the gas station.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs this morning? The guy with 225 wins, 136 losses, and 63 ties this year.
Hanging out over here in the gas station.
Call 206-803-ROCK and we will play Beat Miggs at 8:50.